Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes. This is another one of our The News in Review series, and once again, we're going to be focusing on the Kaylee Anthony case. Joining me in the studio is my wife, Jan. Hi, Jan.
Hi, everyone.
From Sin City, Las Vegas, is author and crime writer Denny Griffin. Hi, Denny.
Hello. Glad to be with you again.
And from the Pacific Northwest, Ms. Pickles. Hi, Pickles.
Hello.
And no broadcast is complete without Mr. Politically Incorrect himself, Sean Krause. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Simon, and screw you, Jose Baez.
Starting off right.
Our switchboard is open, and we encourage you all to call in with your questions and comments for our illustrious panel. Our number is area code 646-378-1120. Okay, so let's get down to business. I'm going to start with you, Denny, because you piqued my interest. You sent an email to me asking if I had seen a Ustream video broadcast of Leonard Padilla, which apparently aired a couple of days ago. I didn't see it. What was it all about? And it doesn't seem to have been recorded anywhere.
Well, that's a good question, because actually that question was posed to me by somebody who read my blog site, and I can't find it either. So you and I are in the same boat. I don't know what it was. Supposedly I've emailed the individual, and hopefully he'll get back to me with exactly what was said and where it can be found. But right now I'm in the dark myself on it.
Oh, I assumed you'd seen it.
I wish.
Sean, did you hear about this?
No. And usually I'm on top of things, so, I don't know what to make or, I know that Leonard Padilla made some guest appearances with Mert a couple months back, but other than that, I don't know what to make of it.
Okay, the story that I have been able to unearth is that the broadcast certainly happened, and it was a prearranged question and answer session. Now, I personally am always very leery of prearranged questions and answers. So, okay, let's move on to what happened this week of some note, as opposed to what happened of no note. Judges. The judge made some rulings this week. Sean, what do you make of them?
You know, I love Judge Strickland. I really do. And, I'll tell you this. What really pissed me off, though, is the fact that Casey comes to court, ordered by Judge Strickland, wearing her little gear, smiling and everything else, because I don't know if it's because of this week being the Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe they're doing bets in jail. Maybe she had gotten laid while she was in prison. Who the hell knows? All I know is this. You don't smile and get all happy while you're in court.
It's ridiculous.
I'm going to tell you this. Casey, what they should do is they should actually put a metal clamp right on her mouth to prevent her from smiling.
Because
I'm tired of seeing her horse teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did you think about when she was flirting around with Baez while they were talking about the case for the motion for the Texas EquiSearch?
And she was probably giving him a hand job while he was...
Well, she threw her pen at him to get his attention and started laughing. He turned around and smiled at her.
They don't have a grip on reality. They don't. She doesn't. She's sitting there laughing during discussion of her daughter's remains. I mean, somebody needs to just knock her out cold.
You know, they they keep claiming she's innocent, but, I mean, if she's innocent, she should still have some kind of emotion for her daughter that's gone. She just lost her daughter. If she's innocent, she would still have emotions. A normal person would, anyway.
Okay, I'm not sure what trouble we've stirred up here, but we already have callers dialing in. Someone from the 239 area code. What is your name, and what's your question for this illustrious panel?
Hello, illustrious panel. This is Betty. Again, I'm trying to listen to the show. I messed up on my computer again, and I've been listening basically via telephone.
Okay. Here's the simple technology solution. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com,
on
their front page, you should see our show. In fact, it should be pretty close to the top of the page, and it's just just a question of clicking on the listen live, and away you will go.
I've got that page up. I've got on air. I can't. That's the page I have up. I'm trying. Wait, hang on. Look, you're going to go somewhere. Whoops, that was rude.
Okay. While Betty hammers away at her computer and swears at Microsoft, let's...
Macintosh.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. Let's go back to Judge Strickland. Sean, we were, or you were talking, he refused to recuse the prosecution. That's hardly a surprising move.
Yeah, I don't even know why, Jose. You know, he's pissed off because of the fact that the state attorney's office even had him investigated. But, you know, I mean, you got Jose doing a whole bunch of, like, shady stuff. I don't get it. You know, and as an attorney, you know, he should be disbarred. You know, I mean, I'm not even talking about the improper touching and everything else and his relationship with his client, because we already know that there's something that's going on.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, Casey doesn't have the money to afford to keep Jose, so, you know, somebody's got to be paying something.
Well, it goes that he's the only guy who wants to be around her.
Yeah. So he's dropping trowel, and she's dropping her head, and she's getting all excited, and I don't get it. I really don't. But I'm glad that Judge Strickland can see through all the BS and can see through Pee Wee Herman as well as Casey. And, you know, so maybe someone needs to do a dark night and take a pencil and instead of a pen and do that to Casey.
One of the rulings that I must admit I found dark humor in was Baez requesting access to the evidence site. Now, it was granted, but as I understand it, that access was granted as soon as the police had finished with the site.
It was.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought too.
He said they didn't need to go to it then.
And the other interesting aspect was the argument that he put in front of Strickland was so that his entomologist expert could, you know, examine whatever, except he doesn't have an entomologist on his team. Well, unless, you know, one of the others is...
moonlighting?
Doing it, yeah, moonlighting, doing it as a sideline.
But he doesn't even have one on the witness list.
Right.
There's none on the witness list that he's turned in. So who is he talking about? And I just don't understand how he got away with that one either.
Okay, we have another caller coming in from the 918 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Beth, or Junior, from your blog. And
Hi there.
My question is going to be about the evidence. Maybe the crime writer or Sean would know. If there are prints on the tape, or in the toxicology reports, either one, how far in advance does the prosecution have to release that to the defense team?
Good question. Sean, any theories?
Well, usually that usually varies. You're probably looking at about, you know, between an average of 2 to 3 months.
It's not something that waits till trial, though. I mean, that's something that will be released before.
Correct.
I have no clue because I've never followed a case, but...
I think they have to release it before the trial.
And then with
the case, because they have to be able to be able to present their rebuttal.
Right.
Right. And then with the Florida law, it will become public information.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Sunshine,
yes,
law?
The sunshine.
As soon as the defense gets it, it's usually about a month or two after, then they'll be able to get it. So, you know.
My other question for you, Sean, would be: is Cindy really crazy, or was she? Was that true denial? I mean, when do you think that she really believed, if ever, that Kaylee was dead?
You know, that's really hard to say because you know the issue with her is her mind is like so out there, and you know the whole family is crazy. You know, it was like a whole roller coaster ride, like right after Thanksgiving, and you know you started to see the changing of the changing of the guard, so to speak, of Cindy. You know, and that's the issue with her. You know, she's got some issues. I mean, she should have like talked to somebody or something, Dr. Phil. I don't know. She needed to talk to somebody.
So why do you think? Where do you think she is now? Why hasn't she came out since the body's
been
found?
Well, because she knows that she was wrong. You know, she sat there for months yelling at people and telling people that they were her daughter was innocent, and you know, lied to people. And you know, I mean, what are you going to say? What are you going to tell people? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Well, they came out in public so many times and argued that Kaylee was still alive and they had proof of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now that they can't say that.
So it truly appears to be her pride that she won't come out and say she was wrong or she was sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she says that she's dodging the media. That's why she didn't even go to court. It was because the media tears into her so bad. Media. And I don't know. It just seems to me like she didn't mind them doing it before. So now maybe it's because, they can always say, well, you know, we were right and you were wrong,
Because now she can't say there's no evidence and there's no body.
Right.
She has nothing
I
she can say.
She's probably just too busy selling those T-shirts.
Well, that's true, yeah. Coming up with new business ideals. At least we can send gifts now.
Right.
Yeah, at least we can send gifts now and cards and flowers.
Or plans. Too busy all this time making plans for the public memorial service. It's taken her all this time to make the plans for it.
Okay, folks, this is definitely a busy switchboard this afternoon.
I'm hanging up, so thank you.
Thanks for calling.
We have someone coming in from the... 734 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hi, everyone. It's Pammy Liz. And
hi, Pammy.
I couldn't catch the first part. I didn't hear, so I kind of don't know what subject you guys are on.
Ed Strickland.
In the court thing, Friday.
Stop.
Rehearing.
If you got a question, no, you can or comment.
Yeah.
Anything.
Well, that was what I was going to comment on, was the hearing, watching her, because I went back and seen it later and watched her demeanor sitting there.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering what everybody thinks about the laughter. I mean, I'm wondering if he's going to go for some kind of insanity defense or postpartum, because she clearly is so inappropriate sitting there laughing. It's beyond words. So is he trying to let her go and not even advise her not to do it, because that's what they're going to go for?
I think,
like,
the
know,
only...
She's so
the,
crazy. Look at her. You know, look at her actions. And
yeah, the only person I could see that could get away with an insanity defense would be Jose Baez.
Well, they were laughing with her, so I mean, they aren't.
That's why I'm wondering, what has he got up his sleeve for that? Because I've watched a lot of court coverages and trials, you know, on television, and I've never seen anybody sit so inappropriately laughing in a courtroom, and she's the accused. You know, to me, it shows, I don't even know what it is, that she doesn't have a mental defect.
It's inappropriate, for sure.
Your thoughts, Sean?
Well, as I said earlier, you know, I already said what I said earlier, but I'll say it again. You know, if you're smiling, you're tweaking, and you know, you're getting all antsy, why? You know, you murdered your daughter. Spare me the bullshit. Sit there and admit the damn truth, and let's stop the shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's stop the games. You know, this isn't some Ringham and Barnum Bailey circus show. You know, this is a real-life murder case. And I don't think that Casey really understands the real story behind the whole, you know, what this is really about. You know, she knows that she murdered her daughter, but she figures, who cares?
I think she's,
you know, let's see how far I can continue this act.
Well, I just think she's putting it all into their hands. Like, you know, you do the work for me. You get me out of this.
Oh, like
right.
It's an insurance claim,
yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
I don't
know,
have to go
like,
to court and, yeah.
I don't have to do anything but let you guys represent me and you're going to get me off on this. That's what I'm seeing.
Well,
like,
she's in a huge surprise. She's going to be in for a huge surprise when they get to trial and they start laying out the evidence on the table for everybody to see. And it probably won't even hit her then because she's so rock, dumb, stupid. She's just about the stupidest person on earth.
And she's very young as well. I don't really think she understands the whole.
She's
going to
be 23.
She's old enough to understand what's going on. She's so used to having things her way, having things handed to her, and all she has to do is throw her little fit, and they give it to her.
Having mommy and daddy clean it up.
Exactly. I mean, whenever they get into a fight with one of the parents, the other one takes over.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, she's used to that, and she figures that they're going to get her out of this, too, so she's not worried about it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying, too.
She's
in for a rude awakening.
He's
in for a rude
awakening. He's telling her right now, though. I mean, he's telling her, don't worry, we're going to get you out of this.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping her spirits, right, because I think he's trying to keep her spirits up, because back in the jail cell, she's probably, you know, he's got to keep his client up. He can't have her coming in there, you know. I don't know. It's very puzzling because...
Well, that's the case. He's got her two-shoe of herself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that they ruled against
not
the Equisearch documents.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Once again, we're overwhelmed at the switchboard. Someone coming in from area code 765. What's your name and what's your question?
Hi, this is Lexi from Indiana.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's my first time.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you. My question is kind of about George. You know, with him being in the hospital now and stuff, do you think the police will maybe try a divide-and-conquer approach? Like, this would be a really good time to maybe interview Cindy again since, you know, George is gone, or would that seem callous?
I don't think it would make any difference.
Me neither.
I mean, now, if it was her in the hospital, I'd say they'd go after him and question him more.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think George has lots to tell, and because of George's background in law enforcement, I believe he genuinely and generally tells the truth. However, when Cindy's involved, that tends to get somewhat colored.
Which makes me wonder now that he's in the hospital if maybe he is spilling his guts. So
he's not. He said in that 8-page letter that he believes that his daughter did not hurt Kaylee and alluded to her friends having dark sides. He's not in the hospital saying anything.
I don't believe he believes that, though. I just do not believe when he left that note. If he planned to check out, he was going to do one last thing to save his daughter because he couldn't save his granddaughter. And so on his dying, had he went through with it and then this paper exists, you know, it was one thing to say, I'm going to try to save my daughter. I don't believe he believes that.
I don't think
I don't believe anything any of them say.
You know, his interviews with the FBI and the Florida law enforcement, he knows what happens. I mean, if you read through that stuff, he pretty much says it.
Right.
So how are they ever going to get around that? I mean, that's going to stand, isn't it?
It should. I mean, it really should. And if they go back on it now, it's really going to hurt their credibility, for sure. So, I mean, I don't see how anybody would believe them now if they go back on what they said before, especially with George on the in the grand jury. You know, I mean, when he testified there, I don't see how he can go back on what he said.
Sean, you had some dealings with Cindy. Did you actually have any dealings with George as well, or just with Cindy?
Just with Cindy.
So what's your take on George Anthony? Is he the controlled robot that most people seem to think he is?
I think so. I think he's auto-programmed by Cindy to, you know, and I think he's whipped.
I
don't know.
That too.
I agree with the whip.
I think that was pretty clear on the CNN, Larry King, when he kept looking down, and then it was so obvious that, you know, he couldn't even make eye contact, and he was very guarded with what he was saying sitting next to her. You know, it's so they can't hide from the world. I'm just a layperson, and I can see things, you know, that's going on.
Well, if you think about it, every time he was by himself, he would say one thing, but when he was with her, it was always a totally different thing.
A double life.
Yeah.
Well, he even said in the documents at one point that he was trying to protect Cindy, and if they would please give him some sort of warning before, you know, they announced any news in the case. So
I believe he loved his wife very much, you know, and that's pretty clear, and his family, you know, but.
Yeah, he said he couldn't believe he could create someone that could do something that awful to someone else, and I guess I to a point, sympathize with them because that has to be hell. But, you know, they need to just tell what happened, you know? It's time.
Okay, we have an incredibly busy switchboard here today. I'm going to bring in another caller who is coming in from the area code 308.
Hello.
Brian.
Oh, hi, Brian.
I was going to say, that's Brian's area code.
you got to remember that area code.
I do.
I just wanted your guys' comments on two things. The fake or the mock memorial that they were going to try to set for February 10th. And the bracelet in this incident. Did you hear about that?
We did.
The bracelet? I didn't hear about that.
That's what you're talking about, with it being slipped into the jailhouse?
Yeah.
In her sock, then where they found it in her sock. When Baez brought the clothes to for the visitation for Casey to wear to court, they found this little bracelet. It's a rubber band bracelet, I believe. slipped into her sock for
her.
Well,
they had to get her approval on the newest bracelet.
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
It says forever.
Well, they kept it from her. They didn't give it to her. They confiscated it, but they
It was confiscated under the rule that no jewelry.
No contraband.
No contraband.
No,
they said no contraband too, though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a white plastic bracelet with purple lettering.
Forever.
Description.
What was it?
Forever in our hearts, Kaylee Marie Anthony. That's the new bracelet.
Yeah.
Right.
Can't wait.
Now,
can't wait to see it being peddled.
Oh, it will be. It will be. You can rest.
Well, it's bullshit. I mean, it's the gravy. How deep does Kaylee's money pit going to go for everybody? I mean, give me a break.
Well, how about the Kaylee Sunshine doll or the Voodoo doll?
Yeah. That Voodoo doll is stupid, too.
Yeah, it really is. I don't think either one of them should be out. I mean...
I just wanted to tell you guys, too. I listened to that Leonard Padilla thing last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was last Sunday night. I can't remember a lot of what he said, but all he did was go on there, and he tried to answer questions live, but it kept messing up, so people emailed questions in. And what I can remember some of it, he still thinks there's a daisy chain. And he does, and... He was talking about George and Cindy Anthony knowing what's going on. It's kind of hard for me to remember, but there was tons of questions he was asked. I have it saved on my computer.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have. Well, not the whole interview, but I have his Ustream saved on my computer. And if he does it again live, I'll let you guys know.
I don't know if you caught the beginning of the program. This Ustream interview was mentioned, and we have been desperately looking for a copy of the recording, so maybe you could ship it on over.
I didn't record it. I just have his Ustream, his channel thing on here on my computer. I wish I could have, but I found it on, I don't know if you guys ever go to boards and session trials, but they have a lot of good stuff on there and the people that talk on there, and that's where I found it, and I listened to it last Sunday.
So, Denny, here's your man. Ask the questions.
Yeah, well, I got an email wanting to know if I had seen the Padilla interview, and I hadn't. And the emailer indicated there was some good stuff, and I, like Simon said, we've been trying to get a hold of that to see what was said. What was your take on it? Was there anything earth-shattering or anything exciting that was said?
It's just normal Leonard Padilla. He did... See, I wish I could remember, but it was last Sunday, and my mind's going, but... He did bring up good points and bad points, and like I said, he still believes in the daisy chain, which I don't believe in, and he just talked about the different things, how he believes. Actually, he said that he believes that Casey took Kaylee and chloroformed her by a hotel parking lot or something. That was his idea.
Because the person who's seen her on the phone or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, you know, but you know what it is, though? That's Leonard Padilla's ramblings. You know, he tries to be like Sherlock Holmes. You know, he really does. He comes out with different theories. I swear, he pulls them out of his ass each week.
Yep.
You know, different stories.
He does tend to go off on different ones.
I mean, before you know it, he's going to tell you that Mulder and Scully... are now investigating the Casey Anthony saga.
Next thing you know, he's going to tell you he's Kaylee's dad with the way this guy talks, all right? That guy is insane. It's like I used to, like, kind of tolerate him, but the more and more I hear him talk, it's like, just shut up.
Well, yeah,
I
because
want to hear
the
him.
Story changes, so he does change his theory. I guess it's because we all are still baffled by this case, so I guess he just tries to come up with, as the evidence comes out, he comes out with a different spin.
He likes to piss people off. He already said he's out for spite and whatever. He lost whatever job he had with A&E or whatever, and it's just... Sometimes it's just like, is he doing it to hurt people? Is he doing it to help people? Is he doing it just to be a jerk? Like, God. I don't know.
Padilla is definitely one of Nancy's whipping boys, although she seems to tolerate him fairly well, as opposed to... Kobylinski or Kobe.
Hey, you know what you should do, Simon?
What's that?
Is you should bring Leonard Padilla on the show next week.
Yeah.
Oh, I have tried, Sean. Trust me. Padilla actually posts all of our articles on his website, but refuses point blank to talk to us in email.
He's a tease.
But you got to use the right language. You got to tell him that you got all these audience members and stuff. See, that's the only way that he comes. You tell him that there's people. You know, then his message can be heard.
Man, you know, there was a lot of people on there that night, too. There was over almost 1,000 people listening to the show, too. I remember that as well because the chat was just getting blogged up to where you couldn't, and that's why they couldn't. I have it up on my computer screen right now if you guys want me to get, you want the email address.
No, we have the address. Unfortunately, it was not recorded.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's the recording that we would love to see. Because I'm sure.
Sometimes they'll have the videos down at the bottom. Maybe they didn't.
No. I hunted high and low on this one.
Yeah, okay. Oh.
So what's happened to Kobylinski? Anyone... got any theories about that? You know, maybe Baez hasn't paid the bill or something?
I don't know.
He hasn't been on a Nancy Grace show for
a long time.
It's getting closer to maybe a try. I don't know. Maybe they're telling him to stay off the airwaves, you know.
Maybe he was telling too much.
What does he do anyways?
No one knows the
Is he the entomologist?
Well, I wonder about some of the panelists that she has on there. I mean, I know they're real attorneys and stuff, but, I mean, they're so frequently on there. I think, well, do you do, is this your main gig, or do you do work during, like, attorney work during, I don't know. Like, I like some of the people on there, but some of them, you know, they need to go.
Yeah, I think the saying is, do you have a day job?
Right, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. And I mean, some of them offer some good, you know, I mean, more they know more than I do. But then the defense attorneys, you know, of course, they're really annoying. But, you know, I think the worst program is the Headline News where they get the, I don't know where they get those defense lawyers from because, you know, they're still telling a story that she's completely, there is nothing on this woman. They have nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Well, none of that what they say means anything anyways. It's just their show doing a story with their professionals. And in the end, what they said usually does amounts to nothing. I just wish the trial would start so that we can all see the truth and all watch the prosecution.
Won't be until the end of the year or somewhere around there, which I don't understand why it has to take so long.
Okay.
Baez is stalling.
Yeah, but this was the prosecution office that said this.
The prosecution, the lady said that.
Yeah, she said that they don't. She doesn't expect them to be ready until the end of the, closer to the end of the year.
Well, let's bring on another caller from area code 775. What's your question or comment for
this
illustrious group?
Hi, Simon. This is Mel from Nevada. I called in before.
Hi, Mel.
I enjoy your show and enjoy you all. You're really fun to listen to, and it's neat to see that you think about the same as we do on the GretaWire blog. I have a question. Is that Sean Krause that's on with you?
It is. Yes, it is.
Hi, Sean. I wanted to say I enjoyed seeing you on Greta.
Well, thank you.
And how are you doing?
I'm just doing. I'm just going to be honest with some people because you mentioned the fact that I was on Greta. Over 40 million people obviously watched Greta Van Susteren. I have no issues with Greta. That's why I went on her show. What most people don't realize is that I'm still undergoing cancer treatment. That means that I'm going to a local hospital here, getting chemotherapy, all that other good stuff. And, yeah, you know what? I've gotten so many emails from people that said, oh, Krause, you look like crap. Yeah, that's what chemo does to you.
Well,
you know, but you're still covering a case.
Well,
you're still covering a case, and you know what? I still went on TV, and you know what? If you don't like my hair, you can kiss my ass. I'm not here for, I'm just here to cover a case.
There were just a few comments in that regard, I have to be honest with you, but I can't tell you how many people with cancer survivors or victims in our families came up to your defense and just rah-rah to you and are wishing you the ultimate best in getting your health back and for telling it like it was with Cindy Anthony. We really appreciate that and what you're doing, kind of like an advocate for little Kaylee.
Right.
But I just wanted to say hi. Appreciated you being on Greta. Good luck on your treatment. I hope the best for you as well as most of us on Greta Wire. We're sticking by you. But my other thing
Well, I appreciate
was, we really do. I don't know. My computer was acting off, so I didn't get a chance to log on and see what the questions were. But I tell you what, I just have a problem with Kaylee's remains still being in a cardboard box on ice in a funeral home.
What's
the real story, and why hasn't this beautiful, precious little thing been put to rest yet?
Because Jose is still what we like to call collecting evidence.
Yeah.
I honestly think that that he's just trying to take as much time as possible, and I don't know what he's doing with the body,
Well,
I really
don't.
I think that it's just disgusting.
Well, I think it's one last
memorial, and now if they were going to hold a memorial Tuesday, is that off now from what I understand?
Mm-hmm.
I
honestly think that,
for the, on the chance, you mean?
On the public
yeah.
memorial, weren't they going to hold one on like February 4th at like 10 a.m.? And then I understand that was called off.
Yep.
Conway, Attorney Conway,
mm-hmm.
said that was
not
going to happen.
I think it was a mistake. I don't think it was supposed to be released. The information
mm-hmm.
wasn't supposed to be released. I think they have it set up, but they said there was no date for it unless something new come out in
well,
the last couple of days that I didn't catch.
There was a press release
yeah.
that came out that said it was going to be on February the 10th.
But that was released by the church.
Right. And then the church backed off and said, oh, we were only kidding.
I don't know if they said that. I know Brad Conway came out and said that wasn't supposed to be released. And
I tell you who became my new hero during court appearance was Mark Najame.
Yes, me too.
Did he not kick butt to Baez? Did he show Baez what a real attorney is supposed to do and what their behavior was supposed to be like?
It impressed me how he handled that. I was on the
fence post when he was attorney for Cindy and George.
Yes.
But when he came up for Tim Miller's to be his representative, he presented himself very, very professional.
Very
he just
much.
He kicked Baez to the curb, and I just wanted to applaud him.
I would too. I commend him very much, though. I think he's done a very good job with it.
He did do
well,
a good
Simon,
job.
Thanks for doing this phone and blog. I appreciate it. And Sean, get better. And let's just pray for continued justice for Kaylee, shall we?
I agree.
Okay. Have a good
Thanks
afternoon.
Thanks for calling.
Bye now.
Okay, bye.
Okay. I'm going to ask my question again. This is the third time. What's happened to Lawrence Kobylinski?
Nobody knows, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Kobe is down.
You guys are just no fun.
Maybe they decided they didn't need him anymore. I don't know. I haven't heard anything.
All right. Let's talk for a moment about another Anthony family member. Brother Lee.
Yuck.
All right.
What is going on with him now?
Yeah.
He's traveling.
Traveling?
Yeah, right.
He's on business, you know.
Yeah, of course. That's what they. We may never see the likes of Brother Lee again. You never know. I don't know where he's at.
I think he's out cycling that Kaylee money somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
They said he was working and helping the Super Bowl parking right now. Did you hear about that?
I heard something about that, but I don't believe that either.
He's working at a Super Bowl party? Wow,
yeah,
he's taking up Casey's job.
There's too many stories there, too.
Yeah.
Just don't match up.
I have something else, too. What did you guys think of the questionnaire that the lawyer gave?
They didn't even spell Kaylee's name right on that freaking questionnaire.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have Googled that damn name, and, you know, I think it's a joke. They made themselves look like complete idiots.
Well, I don't know if she's even going to answer those questions or not. And I don't think she's going to do it anyway. I bet Baez will be the one to do it if they filled out.
Isn't that wrong?
Do what?
That's wrong.
It's wrong. Of course it's wrong. But I don't believe he's going to let her do it because he'll know what answers to keep her from being in trouble.
She's given him all power to do whatever. He has power over Kaylee's remains. He has power over her. He knows what he's doing. He's a slime ball representing a slime ball trying to future his resume for all the rest of the slime balls.
Yeah, well, he's a sleaze bag anyway, so.
Okay, Sean, I have a question for you, and I'm sure you'll enjoy this one.
And I have an answer.
Oh, I know you'll have an answer. I did some digging around this morning, and Denny, you might want to weigh in on this one as well.
Mm-hmm.
I found some sites that at first sight have no relationship with each other, yet if you poke around, have a great deal of relationship. And to quote from one of them, source confirms he saw Casey Anthony and Roy Kronk together on a casino cruise line ship in 2007. Has anyone heard this great rumor?
No, I haven't.
Now, I will confess that one of the sites has the unlikely URL of www.toiletbowlmedia.com. However, the other two sites, what one is actually a Google News site, www.transworldnews.com, and the third site is an advert for a private detective, www.hollywoodpi.info. Have you stumbled across any of these, Sean?
No. Those all sound like tabloid crap to me.
Oh, it certainly is tabloid. But, I mean, what I found interesting was the interrelationship between the sites. You know, let's take a piece of un-news, non-news, absolutely not factual. Well, I shouldn't say that. You know, offering no backup and going ahead and saying such nonsense. And that pretty much sums up a lot of the things that are said in this case. Sean goes quiet.
Well, I agree with you. But again, you know, a lot of the problem is you got a lot of, now, you know, you got those sites, that produce tabloid crap. You know, I mean, get to the facts. Nobody wants to listen to bullshit. You know, I mean, I don't. You know, when I want to read about the Casey Anthony case, I don't want to read about. You know, I'll give you for instance. There was a lady. Her name is Chris Stark, and she writes these blogs. You know, about like Dominic Casey and Cindy Anthony having an affair. Shit is that? I'm sorry. You know, unless you know, I can understand if you've got nothing else to do with your time. But you know, when you're sitting there and you know, now this woman, she's got some I guess some credibility because she's written for Big Brother, that CBS television show. Ooh. So because she writes for Big Brother, that makes her an expert crime writer. Not. When you write bullshit and you expect people to listen, you know, there is always going to be somebody else that's going to counter-react. Cindy Anthony and Dominic never had an affair. And that did not lead George Anthony to commit suicide. So, Chris Stark, heed my words. Stop writing bullshit. And that goes for every other website that's out there.
Denny, I shared the links with you earlier today, and you had a couple of interesting comments in an email that you sent me. What's your view?
I'm pretty much with the others here. I think it's a tabloid bullshit. I find it hard to believe that the investigators from the various agencies involved with investigating the whole Caylee thing would have missed this information with Kronk, and that he and Casey had a prior relationship and were on a cruise, and that he lived in the neighborhood of the Anthonys or was staying at a house there. During the time of Caylee's disappearance, I've got a rather favorable impression of the professionalism of the investigators here, and it would really be contrary to that if they missed all this information if it was so readily available. And the other thing I found was on the one website, they put down the whoever wrote the piece put down that Cindy called 911 on June 30 and wanted Casey arrested for stealing from her from the grandparents' account, and at that time she also reported Caylee as being missing. I'm quite sure that call was in July 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very easily verifiable fact, and for them to have the wrong date in there certainly causes me to question the veracity of anything else on that site. It would be kind of a bad mistake to make to be off on the date like that. So I'm not putting a whole lot of credibility into the story.
I'm inclined to agree with everyone. I just wanted to put it on the table. Our switchboard does have a couple of open lines, so if you're listening in and you have a question or comment for us, our number is 646-378-1120.
I have a question for Sean.
Okay.
Can I pick on you, Sean?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think, I mean, is it just to pin somebody on? What do you think that Jose wanted Equisearch's records for, those volunteers' records? Because is it for them to say that Zenaida dressed up as somebody and ditched the body there? What did he want that for?
You got to look at it this way. You know, they're spinning all these different theories.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Jose and you got Casey, they're sitting together, they're conjuring up all these stories.
Uh-huh.
You know, the whole Zenaida thing and everything else. All right. So you figure that, you know, with all the you know, they want to make sure that that there was you know, they want to know the volunteers' names. They want to know about these people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's not just the people. They want to know about what they may have found, if there was anything that they found, if there was, you know, they just want to be nosy.
Oh.
You know, and the whole thing behind it is, and which is the whole ridiculous thing about it, is that Texas EcoSearch shouldn't even have to give that up.
No, they shouldn't. That's
it seems to me that there was actually two tactics that Baez could have used. He could have gone with the justice now. You know, I need my client in court right now so that we can resolve this. He opted not to, and now he's left it too late. You know, there's the body. Oops. So now his tactic is, let's just delay this as long as we possibly can and ask for mountains and mountains of evidence. It doesn't matter if it has any relevance.
Delay it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can see him doing that.
I don't understand why he's holding. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand his whole tactics. I don't know where he's going with none of it. I can't to begin with. I can't understand. I mean, it may not be exactly what you were talking about, but I mean, his saying, you know, telling everybody she's innocent, and once you hear the story, you will all understand.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Last night I was watching Geraldo on Fun, and
oh no.
Baez and his I don't know what you want to call her.
His boyfriend.
Biden or whatever. Well, no, Mrs. Baden came out there and said that the only place they heard about the duct tape was from that Jennifer D'Onofrio. Wasn't it in the last doctrum?
Yes, it was in the last documents released.
They lied on national TV because they said they didn't know about that until they heard that from her.
Okay. Once again, our switchboard is lit up. We have a couple of callers coming in. Let's start with person in the 757 area code. What's your name and what's your question for us?
Hello?
Yep.
Hey, this is Mary, and I have a question. Regarding maybe the jury pool that Baez will probably approve, I'm thinking it's probably going to be male, maybe in the 20s.
Oh,
and they may not
God.
See anything wrong with Casey's activities when her, you know, the party crowd.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think? I mean, you think that's kind of...
I hope not.
I know, but I'm just saying if you were the defense... We should try to go for that younger crowd that maybe not the moms out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I think jury selection is
mm-hmm.
a very important process in the legal world. I mean, if you have a black guy accused of some heinous crime, stack the jury with, you know, black people. You just have to look at the O.J. Simpson trial to see that particular aspect. I mean, guilty as sin and walked away free. You know, jury stacking is something that's been done for decades. In fact, there are entire companies whose sole job is to run sort of demographic, you know, analysis and decide who is good or who is bad for a jury.
They might be wanting a bunch of young guys on there that would think that Casey's hot.
That she can make eyes at and throw
yeah.
pens at. Hey, baby.
Exactly. So that
for
way
Pete's
she
sake.
Win them over with her, too.
And they wouldn't have the emotional attachment, either.
And she can go, oh, make little oh faces at him. Oh, hey, oh.
Yeah. Well, she does have a way of getting them in, under her thumb. I don't know why, but she does.
Eel.
Yeah.
The big question I have, and I'll open this up to the entire panel. All right, let's start a Super Bowl pool, if you will. When is this finally going to go to trial?
I say towards the end of the year, they're going to hold it back.
Why?
Yeah, what? I agree.
I'm not sure why. I don't understand why, but I think they're all just holding it back for some. Even the prosecution's office. I mean, the DA's saying that they don't expect it to go until the end of the year. But I don't know. Maybe it's to kind of let it calm down before they take it to court, so that way the change of venue won't make a difference. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not.
Yes, what's happening with this change of venue?
Well, he hasn't made the formal request yet. And he said in court Friday, or whenever, Thursday, Friday, whenever it was they were in court, that he will make the request, but they haven't made it yet.
And that prosecutor lady, she kind of like said something about him already requesting a change of venue or something. She made a remark to about it. Something. I can't remember what she said, but they were all laughing at him in court, you know, because he's an idiot.
Linda Drain Burdick is a female prosecutor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and she said it would be so far down the line, it probably wouldn't happen, the trial probably won't happen until June of 2010. And everybody will have almost forgotten the case, but it won't be in their minds like it is now.
Right, that's why they're saying that the change of venue probably wouldn't even be a factor there, because people won't, it won't make any difference by then. So people are not going to forget this, though.
We're not, anyway.
No, it's not going
to. No, but it won't be at the forefront of everybody's mind like it is now.
No, and it won't be on headline news every week, every night, and it's going to die down, and then that's what they're probably counting on.
Maybe I should contact Mr. Baez and offer Blogger News as as the new venue.
Simon.
Hey, you want to meet some people that really like you? I know this. I know this lady named Jan. She really wants to shake your hand.
Yeah, I'd like to shake his hand and pull him right into the swamp.
Actually, Jen just burst out laughing, and she has an abscessed tooth. And
sorry,
she was laughing and screaming at the same time. Okay, let's take one more caller. Someone coming in from the 620 area code. What's your name, and what's your question for us?
Hi, this is Sheller.
Hey.
And I was just wondering if they had ever given any more information on that private investigator that said that Casey knew where the body was. I mean, that was reported on a national TV show that Hoover said Casey told him that what they were looking for, and it wasn't those trash bags.
Well, did the investigators question him? Did he tell that to the investigators? Because if so, that might be why nobody's heard anything about it.
It was when Hoover had his attorney on television.
Oh.
And through his attorney, you know, he was answering a few questions, and then the attorney was speaking for him so he wouldn't get him in trouble. But it was at that time he said that when he called him to say we were going to go film, he told him, you know, that's what we're looking for, that he knew the body was there. So,
wow.
I don't know.
Have you heard anything about that, Sean?
I can send you
No.
No?
It was on, I want to say WJTV or one of those Florida stations.
WF?
Yeah, that's
WFTV,
it. WF.
Probably with Kathy Bellick, probably.
I think it was.
I don't really know.
It was out on about the 8th of January.
Okay, I'm sorry, folks, but I'm going to have to intercede here. Our 60 minutes, alas, has transpired.
Boo!
Yeah, ooh. And it's gone way too fast.
Sorry.
I do want to thank my wife and her sore tooth. Yep, thank you, Jen. I want to thank Denny Griffin. Denny, thank you.
You're welcome, and have a great week, guys.
And you. And I want to thank Sean Krause, who is always entertaining.
Well, I try.
Right. And last but certainly not least, Ms. Pickles. Pickles, you added your usual something to the show today. And I want to thank all of our listeners. And please remember to give Blogger News a visit. Our website is www.bloggernews.net. Until next time, this is Simon Barrett saying goodbye.
Thanks, everybody, for calling.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.